that's not long hair necessarily. You know, we think, you know, today, remember, we go back to the 50s, and it's like men were wearing, you know, army haircuts, and then the Beatles came into town with their hair, you know, down to the nape of their neck. I'm like, oh, they've got long hair. It's all on how you look at it. If a man were to wear his hair like a woman, have a woman's hair, it's dishonorable. Nature teaches you that. Like when anyone looking back at the glam metal of the 80s and the men who wore their hair in a sort of feminine way can see that just it by nature, you just think like it doesn't look good. They look kind of stupid. They don't look, it's not, you know, when you wear it like a woman, it's dishonorable. I look at the Shroud of Turin and I see Jesus on it, and he's got moderately length hair. I wouldn't call it long hair, you know. Because I believe the Shroud is an authentic thing. I think I've talked about that much, but I do. It was one of those things that helped my faith at a certain point when I was lacking it quite a bit. It really affected me. So I think that's an accurate portrayal of what he looked like. But again, I don't see anything emasculine about his hair. You know, and, you know, to read into it, again, to read our culture, you know, and to say, well, then why would Paul say this if the Lord, you know, again? Because he wasn't thinking of that. He didn't think of that as being that. I don't think, you know. I don't think that they necessarily thought of, like, a Sarge haircut as being... That's it. Versus anything longer than 2 inches is, you know, again, long hair is long hair. Now, what about Samson? You know, Samson was in glory was to cut his hair. You know, and men may in general have worn their hair short in the time of Jesus. But from what I understand from historical sources and so on and so forth, that, you know, that among young men of his age, there was kind of like that style going on. Now, I don't think, you know, when they show him in the movies with that like, it looks like he just took a shower and had Prel in his hair or something like that. Or, you know, he's got a little Pantene going on, a conditioner. It looks all windblown. It just, I never can stand that. So I'd be like, you're talking about a guy who probably never put a bar of soap in his hair, you know. He washed it with water. It would have been matted. You know, it would have been not, you know, he didn't go down to Walmart and pick up, Suave and, dry, and wash and rinse his hair every morning. I mean, he comes out in these movies and the hair is like so like fluffy. And I'm like, oh, that's the part that gets me the most. I'm like, he wears his hair long like a woman. That I find offensive. Because I don't think the Lord would have worn his hair long like a woman. And he certainly wouldn't have had it like every day look like it just got out of, the hair salon. It's completely wrong in that regard. From all accounts, he kept it bound up. Now, you know, interestingly, in the Shroud he has... like about 5 or 6 pigtails on the back of his head. Meaning the hair was bound up into these tails, several of them. And Samson's hair had 7 strands. He kind of braided into locks. Now it was said of Jesus being in Nazareth that he was a Nazarite, quoting from the book of Judges. Now, Samson was a Nazarite from his birth and his hair was never cut. So it's possible, you know, here's the thing. If someone has the vow of a Nazarite, is it a shame for them to wear long hair? Well, by nature it is. But according to the vow, sometimes you do things that are dishonorable, so to speak. I mean, it's dishonorable to be hung on a cross. So something that's dishonorable by nature is nothing that is foreign to God. Meaning in the sense of, like, Christ could have had long hair and let it be a shame. Because he would have done it to fulfill something. You know, like I said, maybe it was because he was a Nazarite or whatever. you know, ultimately, this is one of those questions I talk about as being really stupid. And if you think Jesus had short hair, God bless you, you're probably right. Okay? That's the way I'll deal with it, because it's really not worth arguing over. It doesn't pertain. The only reason I talk about it is because here Paul's talking about it. Okay? In a sense, I wish he wouldn't. But I'm only saying it in the sense of, like he says. Look at he says. At verse 16, he says, "Hey! If any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom. Neither the churches of God." So he talks about hair a little bit, but he says, you know what, we don't have any custom like that. Neither do any of the churches of God. So, judging yourselves. You judge this. So he leaves liberty for people to establish some sort of rule, and also liberty for them to sort of decide. I guess it isn't important. In our society today, like I said, it's like I wouldn't allow my wife to become unwomanly in whatever I estimate that to be. And so her femaleness and adhering to that is a token of her subjection to me. You know, maintaining beautiful hair, that's her glory. You know, it is a glory to her. The woman is the glory of the man. I'd like to see her with her beautiful long hair, you know. And so that is somewhat of a token of subjection. Anyways, but these kind of things, you know what? It's like people get so caught up in like, oh, we're, you know. I don't want to make it an argument. I'm almost sorry I even mentioned Jesus' hair length and all that. You know what I mean? Because ultimately, this is why, you know why we don't make this our doctrine? And this I say, everything I said about that, Jesus' hair and all, it's by permission. I'm not saying it in my doctrine, okay? Because you know what? If it's not true, it's just leaven. And I want to purge all the leaven out. So, you know, maybe in light of that, I wouldn't even cover this again. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. But it's worth covering at least once. Verse 17. Now in this that I declare to you, I praise you not that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear there be divisions among you. And I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved